Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the third edition of Film Italy Sardegna Festival. I have the honor of being in company with Carol Holt. Welcome, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
First of all, thank you so much for being in Sardinia, which for us is, you know, the beginning of normalcy. Yes, and plus we call ourselves the Festival Insider, and this is actually the first festival that we get to,
you get to be inside.
Exactly.
You know, I have to say that Tiziana Rocca did an amazing job. She is strong and determined and organized, and she was able to bring people like myself, Matt Dillon, from America. It was different to come from Europe here, but from America, it really was a miracolo. It was a miracle that she was able to do it. So I am thrilled, thrilled. I know many people say that, but I am really thrilled to be here because Forte Village is beautiful, Sardinia is, you know, amazing, and of course they're going to show my film tonight. So, yes.
Are you more excited of watching your film in Italy on the big screen or to receive an award?
You know, for me it's always been about the work. I can't wait to see the film. I can't wait to see. I wish the guys were here, you know, Daniele and Ricky and Paolo. I wish they were here, but, you know, I'll see them on the film, and that'll be good nostalgia, good memories for me.
Yeah, I have to say that when I interviewed all of them, you know, when the film came out digitally, I felt that there was like a sort of a family connection that you all had on set, that's something that doesn't always happen.
You know, I think it's the difference between doing a really big film and having one star or two stars and everybody else is the ensemble, and doing independent films that are moving quick and everybody's kind of in it together. That's the difference. I think with this film, it was kind of like a hangover meets the big chill. And so it was this group that just, you know, was in every scene together, basically. So, not me, I was a little apart, but, you know, they all knew who I was, they all knew my history, it wasn't like I had to be introduced, so yeah, I came into a family.
For our listeners, we're talking about Un figlio di nome Erasmus. I don't remember the title in English.
It's The Son of Erasmus. So, you know, in America, we call it exchange student. In Europe, you call it Erasmus. So it took me a minute to figure out, why would they call the kid Erasmus? She's a girl. But, you know, anyway, it was just a great film to do. Eagle Productions was just fantastic to work with. I loved my producer. Roberto was the best. I mean, they just, oh, my God, he made me feel... Well, first of all, he said, you know, I just wanted somebody iconic. And I was like, wow, okay, you know.
But he is right.
Yeah.
So you are iconic, so that's the right word.
Well, that's very nice. But, you know, for me, iconic feels like someone who's 80 years old and finished and, you know, in retirement. You know, even the lifetime achievement, for me, it's like, wait, I'm not done yet. I want to do more life.
I'm curious to understand from your point of view what kind of comedy, Italian comedy, you found right now. And what's the difference from the comedy that you left?
The comedy that I left, like Vacanza, you know, it was more physical comedy. Mm. It was big laughs. This film, it was a situation that was strange and dramatic, and the characters reacting within this made you laugh or smile because it was so close to reality. This could have happened.
Since I like to see a career world as a new starting point, what's the role that you would really like to get? That what's the thing that you're still waiting to do?
You know what's so strange is everybody always asks me that question, and every time they ask me that question, it's a different thought.
I love that.
You know, I mean, I like period pieces. I would love to do a period piece based on a, you know, Susan B. Anthony, or, you know, a strong woman who changed history. I love the the fashions of the time. When I did Anna Karenina, the thing was that Anna Karenina was written for the 1800s. Gowns and bustles and helping women out of horse carriages, you know. And I had to change it, to update it for Anna Il Grande Fuoco. I had to update Anna Karenina to today, to today's mores, to today's society, and today's fashion and how men treat you and how women see themselves, to make it make any sense at all. So, you know, I would love another period piece that I, you know, that really sinks into the time about a character who's changed history.
I love that. I really wish you can do that. And since I love period pieces as well, yeah, it would be perfection.
I always look for the period movies. I mean, I just love learning. You know, it's a different life.
Thank you so much, Carol Halt, for being with us, and good luck for tonight for your work, career award.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Filming Italy Sardinia Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.